99.5 The Mountain.
Mountain Mornings with Ian Canfield.
Is this the most shocking news story so far in 2026? That the McDonald's McRib may not contain any actual rib meat. It's the first class action lawsuit story of the year that I've seen. The people that are bringing the class action lawsuit say that the McRib is actually made from restructured pork, which combines cuts such as shoulder, heart, tripe, and scalded stomach, none of which actually qualifies as rib meat. It don't sound great, does it? What I'd like to know is, the list of ingredients I just mentioned, would they look as disgusting as hot dog filler spilled all over the freeway? Because I saw that when a truck went over a couple of years ago, and it put me off of hot dogs, to be quite honest. Well, I mean, I used to eat them quite regularly. Now I limit my hot dog consumption to 4th of July, and if I go to a ballpark. But even so, that's considerably less than I used to eat. Are we finally getting a new Sublime album this year? Because, you know, they got back together with Jacob Knoll, who's the son of Bradley, the original singer, and they've done some really good shows and released some good new songs. But they haven't got as far as a full album. Although they will be doing a couple of gigs at Red Rocks later this year, and at one of them, they're going to play their self-titled album for its 30th anniversary. Morning, Ian Canfield here on 99.5 The Mountain. If I told you Mr. Bubble is selling a bubble bath flavoured soda, is that something you'd be interested in? It's happening Thursday, because that is National Bubble Bath Day, apparently. And they're claiming that the actual flavour is bubble gum. Now, nothing against Mr. Bubble, but I somehow don't think that bubble bath flavoured soda from that company is going to be as popular as the Sydney Sweeney bath water. Remember when she was selling that? I mean, in comparison to Sydney Sweeney's bath water, Mr. Bubble bubble bath flavoured soda is very much the Temu version, right? If you are one of the people who puts together a bucket list of things that you want to achieve for the new year, that may include visiting the world's tallest, fastest, and longest roller coaster, because it's just opened at a new Six Flags, but you're going to have to go to Saudi Arabia to experience this, because this is where it's at. And you know what's intriguing about this? In the publicity, they kind of sell this new city that's been built in Saudi Arabia where Six Flags is as just a city that they built purposely for fun. And it made me think, huh, maybe Bill Burr did have something when he was defending going to Saudi Arabia and getting paid a fortune to do comedy there a few months ago, when he basically went, oh, you know, there's a load of fun stuff over there. You know, maybe there is. I still feel like it's probably less fun if you're female, and definitely no fun if you're gay. There might be an Alice in Chains album this year. Definitely some live shows are planned, because they were going to do some last year, but then the drummer got sick, so Jerry Cantrell went out solo instead. But I think Alice in Chains are back for 2026. Morning, Ian Canfield here on 99.5 The Mountain. Paramount announced yesterday there will be one final season of Mayor of Kingstown. Taylor Sheridan has got 8 more episodes to wrap up Jeremy Renner's story arc in that show. The most recent season just finished on Paramount, right? Because I binged the whole thing during the break. Spoiler alert, Tony Soprano's wife is in the most recent season that's on now. She runs the jail. And I do love Mayor of Kingstown, but it's very bleak and quite stressful. I describe it as a cross between The Wire and Ray Donovan. And, you know, it's funny when I was binging the episodes, because at one point my Paramount app started to glitch, and it was almost like the app was saying to me, you've watched too many episodes. You need to take a break before you get on to some more. It's like the app was a smart ring telling me my blood pressure was too high. Did you know the world's oldest Twinkie is a thing? Well, it is, and it's turning 50. A chemistry teacher opened this Twinkie in 1976 after a student asked how long they'd last, and it's been sitting in a glass case at the school for decades. This reminds me of a couple of people who I used to be friends with who had a thing about a bottle of black bean sauce. Have I ever told you this? It was two friends. They were both from the UK, but one of them had moved to LA. And I don't know how this started, but they would visit one another maybe once a year, and they would always take a bottle of black bean sauce back and forth. And one time, this is back when I was living in England, I was going to LA, and my friend in the UK said, "Oh, can you take this bottle over to Rob in Los Angeles? Because, you know, it's our thing." And I said no, because I was a bit suspicious that, you know, maybe there was some kind of like contraband going on here and they were smuggling stuff. But I don't know. Anyway, I lost touch with these people. But as far as I know, this bottle was going back and forth for probably at least 20 years. And then last year, I saw on social media that Rob, the guy in LA, passed away. And it would have been inappropriate of me to respond on social media with this question. But my immediate thought was, was it because he finally opened the bottle and tried some of the sauce? How much reading did you get done last year? I keep on seeing friends of mine on social media posting all of the books that they've read. And some of them were getting through like a book every 2 weeks, which made me feel bad until I discovered today that 40% of people in the States read zero books during 2025. You know, I always think I'm going to read. I spend quite a bit of money at Barnes & Noble. But as far as books that I've completed, well, I started a Black Sabbath biography when I flew to the UK for Christmas 2023. And it's turned out to be a book that I've only read if I'm going to get on a plane for 10 hours. So I read a bit when I went back to the UK for Christmas 23 and a bit more when I went back for 24. And I didn't go back there last Christmas, as in a few weeks ago. So as a result, I'm still only about halfway through the Black Sabbath biography. Is that bad, considering I started it now 2 years ago? But as I mentioned yesterday, and I'm going to keep on saying this because I'm very proud about this, I built two bookcases for my apartment during the break. So I've got the intention to buy more books. Does that count?